T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
But this post reads, God never makes mistakes. It is a picture of Trey right before him being introed. So, you know, this could be any game.
Right.
But then there's a quote, Mike, a righteous man falls seven times and rises again. Proverbs 24:16. Mike, I could take this and run with it a million ways.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that was my reaction, Steve Holman. No, I just put it out on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, Carl's put him up, C. Dukes. I said, I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but when you get biblically cryptic, it makes me nervous about the seriousness.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Of this injury.
I don't want him to turn into A.J. Brown, Mike.
I mean, but again, you know, God, so when you, oh, let's break it down. God never makes mistakes. So something which might not have been anticipated, a fork in the road,
yes.
an issue which may cause you some travail. So, okay, so how long is that going to be? So that's why when I'm reading this, my first reaction is it's going to be out for a minute.
And the Hawks are in deep, deep doo-doo.
Look, I mean,
it looked awful when he smacked into Mohammed. It was gay, right?
Yeah, it was Mohammed.
When he smacked in, I mean, it looked bad, you know? And then later on, he walks off under his own power. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, we're not trying to be alarmist, but it's just, and if you know how athletes, you know, play it on social media and give you some inner feeling or inner vibe, and sometimes it's cryptic like this, sometimes this is bad.
Has he not posted since this injury? Is this his first
one? That's it. It's all over.
All right.
That was 11 minutes ago Trey put that out.
Come on, T.Y. We need to know something, man. Like, let us know. We're out 5 weeks. Let me know.
And the Hawks are in deep, deep doo-doo.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
More about this coming up. Let's talk to B-Mac from CBS Sports. He is an NFL analyst. B-Mac, I got to be honest with you, bro. You know I love you. But you called us a speed bump last week. That was so insulting. You said the Falcons were just a speed bump, just a team in the way. No comment?
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Am I wrong?
No, you're, no. Look, you're
not right now.
No, you're not. And look, when we heard you say this, Mike and I were looking at each other like, B-Mac, okay. No, you're not. And let's start there, though. Your perception of this team and what you're hearing around the NFL before we get to this game this weekend and what's going on around the league. Perception.
It's confusing. It's confusing with the Atlanta Falcons. It's annoying. And the emotional roller coaster. And I said, you know, after losing to Miami last week, Atlanta, they have two of the most embarrassing losses in the entire NFL in terms of how they lost to the Carolina Panthers, the final score, and then seeing what happened last week at home against Miami. Like, for that team, when you talk about the talent, that should be a playoff caliber team. They should be a playoff caliber team. But for them to have these letdowns, they play with your emotions so much, Atlanta. The city does not deserve the emotional roller coaster they endure with the Atlanta Falcons. You lay down against Carolina, and it happens. We understand that. You bounce back against a championship caliber team in the Buffalo Bills just to lay down again to the Miami Dolphins. And get this, what we watched last night makes that loss even more disheartening. We got to do a case study in how that happened. Did you not watch the game last night? Did y'all watch Miami?
Oh, yeah.
Listeners, did you watch Miami against Baltimore? That's the same team that put 30-plus points on the road against Atlanta. That's the same team, even with Kirk Cousins playing, even with the injuries. You still supposed to find a way to win that ball game. And if you lose swinging.
Mm-hmm. Well, B, and here's the thing we talked about. You know, the Dolphins basically broke it down, deconstructed their defense. It was so simple that Zach Robinson couldn't understand it. That's basically what we heard from our offensive coordinator. He and the O-line coach spent 30 minutes on the horn going, what happened? So, I mean, to me, it's like you're getting out-coached, you're getting out-schemed. We've talked about this before. I'll ask again. In the NFL, there's a plan. The plan goes south, you got plan B, right? There's counters. If you can't counter, you're dead in this game.
And that's the thing, for Zach to make that statement in week 6, week 7. No, you can't do that. Week 1, that's the week when there's the week of unknowns, right? You don't know exactly what you might see from the opposing offense, might not see from the opposing defense, right? But by now, there's a lot of tape out on any team you play where you should have a nice sense of what you're going to get. It doesn't make any sense, man. It doesn't make any sense. And I felt like before the season that Atlanta was a playoff caliber team. I don't feel that way anymore. I don't, because of the ups and downs. Good teams find a way to bounce back. And good teams, playoff caliber teams, they beat the teams they're supposed to beat. I understand there's no such thing as a sure thing in the National Football League because it's so competitive. But you should find, when you look at some of the great teams in national, the playoff caliber teams, in the NFL, they beat the teams they're supposed to beat.
Brian McFadden, our guest, guys, as we talk about all things around the NFL. Ravens do get on track. Miami, by the way, fires Chris Greer today. Is just this the start? They say Coach McDaniel will finish the season, but is he there after the season? Is that done?
You know what? It depends on how they finish the season. They've shown some bright spots, you know, here or there. Beating Atlanta was a bright spot. They lost to Buffalo, but remember, that game was very, very competitive going into the fourth quarter. So it's all about how they finish the season. But firing Chris Greer doesn't sit well with Mike McDaniels, in my opinion, because Chris Greer was a part of that the masses who brought in Mike as the head coach. So we have to see how it plays out with Miami. But one thing we know is going to be an uphill battle. I mean, they got the Buffalo Bills coming up. Right, and then after Buffalo, they have Washington. So, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle the rest of the way. But at least we know he will, as we hear here today, he will remain the head coach moving forward. But anything can happen.
Right. And if you don't know the history, they went through a number of coaches down there. Adam Gase got a shot. Brian Flores. I had heard from friends in Miami that he basically went behind Brian Flores' back with Stephen Ross when all that went down. So this guy had 9 lives as a GM. Mike McDaniel, though, I'm with you, B. It makes no sense to me, unless they don't feel there's anybody who can step up other than maybe the D.C. and take over.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you're Stephen Ross, you already know it's a wasted year anyway. The season is over. You know what? Doesn't make sense to clean house right now. At least have someone in place where he can get some type of serviceable product on the football field and make the big-time decisions once the season is over.
All right, B, let's talk about what else is going on around the league and looking ahead to this weekend. It's going to be another interesting weekend. By the way, where are you headed? Are you in studio? What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm actually heading to Pittsburgh.
Okay. All right. And that's an interesting game.
Of course, Pittsburgh, hosting the Indianapolis Colts. We're doing our Super Bowl 40 reunion, 20-year reunion.
Oh, cool.
This weekend. So, the old gang is getting back together. So we get a chance to fraternize and have a good weekend and watch the game on Sunday.
Well, that's interesting, because that's a game that I'm actually going to pick the Steelers to cover, put me down. They've lost their last 2. Was that the Bengals game? Should have won that game.
Goodness.
Then last week, right, Jordan Love comes out, and you saw what happened. Colts are due. Here's the problem. We're up next. If the Steelers beat them Sunday, which, again, with all that going on, being we were not familiar, we did not know all that was happening behind the scenes, there'll be a lot of energy there with the old-timers there and everybody hanging out. But the Colts are due to lose one here. And if they do, then we're up next in Europe. But let's talk about another team that I want to get to this weekend. And, of course, as we look at these matchups, Chiefs-Bills. Who is this a must-win for more? Is it more of a must-win for the Bills or the Chiefs proving, hey, we are back, we're healthy, and we're everything we thought that we could be?
It's more of a must-win for the Buffalo Bills, and here's why. Who has stopped the Buffalo Bills from getting to a championship in postseason play?
The Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs, right? The Chiefs have shown the ability in the more critical moments to be the better team. Pat Mahomes has shown the ability to be the better quarterback. So if you're the Buffalo Bills, this is a team that you do believe you will see in postseason play. And you need to find a way to strap up as many wins as possible. Anytime you play against the Kansas City Chiefs, you need to find a way to win. And then also, too, with this being a regular season matchup midway through the season, this is very, very critical in terms of playoff seeding, right? It's right. Very, very critical in terms of playoff seeding. You would love to have the opportunity to have everything come through your house in the playoffs. And if not everything, if you can't get the top seed, you would love to have the second or the third seed, mostly importantly, the second seed. So for Buffalo, this is all about building confidence against the Goliath that you have yet to slay in postseason play. So, yeah, it's all about Buffalo for me. They need this win more than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. And I think Buffalo, I still don't think they use James Cook the way they should. He ran for 200 yards the other day against Carolina. But they don't use him vertically in the passing. They did once, but for whatever reason, Joe Brady doesn't do that. Hey, B-Mac, the rest of the AFC, the Broncos have a bunch of injuries this week. They got three starters that are banged up, and maybe that's why it's such a strange spread against the Texans. Is C.J. Stroud and the Texans ever going to get back in the mix? Seems like he's lost his way.
No, they won't get back in the mix. And for C.J., it's not C.J. losing his way. His offensive line is horrendous. Mm-hmm. His offensive line is bad. Remember, they were a bad offensive line unit last year, and they moved on from the best player off a bad unit in Laremy Tunsil. Remember, they traded him away.
Yeah.
And he was the one bright spot on a very, very bad offensive line unit. And they have really digressed from what we saw in 2024. So that has really hurt C.J. Stroud in terms of his consistency and production. They can't protect the quarterback for the quarterback. They can't run the football. But to your point, Carl and Mike, that line is very, very fishy.
Mm.
It's something up with that line. And I'll go back to last week. San Francisco visiting the Houston Texans. San Francisco was a 1.5, 2-point underdog.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the same thing. Why is the 49ers an underdog when you look at how good they played, when you look at how bad Houston played? And look what happened. Look what happened. So with that line being very, very fishy, man, I wouldn't be surprised if Houston do the same thing to Denver that they did to San Francisco. I wouldn't be surprised because they do have a championship-level type defense.
Right.
It's about the offense. Now, Denver has a high-level defense as well. They will be playing without Pat Surtain Jr., if I'm not mistaken, so that could be an issue. But that line already showing that the Houston Texans are a favorite, man, they're telling us something fishy is going to happen in that ball game like we saw with the 49ers and the Texans.
B-Mac, before we let you go, I got to get you on record because I know that you have a good relationship with Mike Norvell. But do you think he's there at the end of the season? Because we're seeing coaches being fired and paid out. Brian Kelly is the latest. What do you think about your program?
Well, I'm hearing it sounds like offered our AD is back in Norvell. I saw a statement coming from Alford saying that, you know, the positive wins, the quality wins that we have, and the narrow losses is a sign that we're going in the right direction. Number one, that doesn't make any sense.
No, he's lying.
That's not good. But it sounds like he's back in Norvell. So I think he's going to try to ride with Norvell. Now, I say that today. We have Wake Forest tomorrow. If there's a horrible loss tomorrow,
hey, B, I would never.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ever bet against Florida State or suggest people to, but Wake getting 10.5 from a team that hasn't won an ACC game in nearly 2 years?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Carl.
All right.
I'm giving you my answer today.
I got you.
Now tomorrow, when college football is over and done with, the day is, who knows? But right now, I think they're willing to stick with them. You know, we have to wait and see. But it's not a good situation, man. It's not.
All right, man. Good stuff. Enjoy Pittsburgh, brother, and seeing all the guys. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we will talk to you next week. Thanks again, B-Mac.
Yes, sir.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.